The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You're on The Burt Show.
So Wendy went not quite to Central America, but she went to Central Texas.
I did go to another country, the United States, Texas. No, I went to hang out with my dad, brought my best friend with me to San Antonio, Texas. It's where I'm from, and my dad moved back there and built a beautiful home. It's about 25 minutes outside of Texas, so it's like the ranch-style home, and he's living the country lifestyle.
You mean San Antonio? Is that where? Outside, yeah.
Mm-hmm, just outside San Antonio, mm-hmm. So it's 25 minutes, and my dad...
You didn't use the word country lifestyle.
No,
off
my
the
dad
air.
Is a full-blown redneck. And I mean, I have to come to terms with the fact that my dad is a redneck, and I'm gonna embrace it, because on the ranch, I mean, it's a beautiful home, the home's awesome, but you go to the backyard, all of a sudden you see this rope, and on the rope is a fox skin and then there's a squirrel skin, and I'm like, Dad,
well, you need coats in the winter.
It's a country boy. He's country. Does a lot of hunting, right?
First thing my dad thinks of when we wake up is getting his shotgun out and going to find the next squirrel that is on the porch. I'm like, Dad, we're not doing that. I'm on vacation. We're not shooting squirrels. And then he had to show off his tractor. He got a new tractor. So it's this bright orange tractor. So, of course, we have to go on a tractor ride to look for rocks. Yes,
we're looking for what?
Rocks.
Look for rocks because he wants to put a brand new rock right there in the front yard. So, because he's painting on these rocks like the Texas flag, like one of them has
that's the most redneck thing you said.
Awesome.
That he is painting the Texas flag on the rock in his front yard.
There's one already painted. There's one already painted, and then he's going to put the address on another one. I mean, he wants a.
Wow.
There's
that
a full
so
row,
cool.
row of rocks in the front of the house,
that
which is
I
love awesome.
It.
That's serious.
So yeah, we got a tractor ride going to look for rocks, which was fun. Found some cactuses. My friend Lauren brought home some cacti because mm-hmm. she thought they were fascinating. I've seen them before. Not really a big deal.
Now, you knew this about your dad before. Like, this wasn't an epiphany, right? Or as you were getting older.
Well, seeing this dead skins on there that are all, like, they're just laying there.
It was a
there.
Little shocking.
It was a little much because I was used to seeing, like, the deer heads. My dad's a hunter. I was used to seeing the deer heads hanging up in the house. But just to have a pair of antlers hanging out in the shed, I'm like, just
well, those
random.
Ones didn't. They don't fit anywhere in the house. He's going to paint those the Texas
right.
colors.
There's just no point for them. So
does he have a "Don't mess with Texas" bumper sticker on one of his trucks?
Oh, I'm sure.
Or everything's bigger in Texas, mm-hmm. or something like that.
Well, he's got stars all over the house. Okay, you pull into the driveway. There's a star on two stars on the end of the driveway.
Like
just Texas stars. Okay. And then you go to the front of the driveway. There's two more stars. There's stars mm-hmm. on the patio. There's stars on the patio chair. There's stars on the door. There's one hanging above. There's stars in the lanterns. I mean, there's stars everywhere.
Does he have framed pictures of W anywhere in the house?
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes, there's military stuff everywhere.
You will never find people from a state that are more prideful about their state than you will Texas.
Mm-hmm. And I love it. And the people there are awesome and so nice. We went horseback riding, got away for a little cool. bit, got to go line dancing and two-stepping. And the guys there know how to dance.
Nice.
And they will ask you to dance. You don't have to do anything.
Nope.
You just have to simply walk into the club or the line dancing facility and just sit down, and a nice boy will come and ask you to dance.
Now, you said guys can dance in San Antonio, but you also said line dance. Is that really dancing?
Well, two-stepping, when you go to two-step or you do the East Coast swing, like, that takes coordination.
Okay, so that's real. That gets,
yeah.
you get credit points right there for dancing if it's...
It's like country ballroom dancing.
Okay.
So, I mean, they know the steps.
That's
and
funny.
They're leading you. You feel like a girl. They present you on the dance floor, so they, like, give you a little twirl before they start teaching you to dance. And these are good-looking guys, and they're respectful. If you say no, they're just like, okay, thank you, and they walk away. or they ask, can I buy you a drink for a dance? It's really sweet.
They're not like, why are you being a bitch, man?
No, they're not cussing at you.
I didn't ask you to marry me. I said, let's dance.
Because I'm sure the woman's going to say, oh, yeah, you know, you're right. I'm sorry. Let me dance now.
Yeah, there's no affliction. There's no hair gel. They're cute in their cowboy hats. Some have the belt buckles going on. But there are some guys who are just dressed normal.
Do you think that if you lived down there for any amount of time that you'd be sick of that scene too, though?
No.
No.
I love the chivalry. They would do anything for girls down there. And I think that it's so awesome to see. Even going into a restaurant, people we didn't even know, guys we didn't even know would open doors or wait for us to come and open doors. It's just nice to see a nice guy raised right and respectful of women.
You know those
and
guys exist
everywhere.
They exist in Atlanta, too. You
Where?
Just don't seek them out.
I do seek them out.
No, you don't. You go to Boosh World and you stand around and you wait for a Boosh to do that. And they don't. They're too busy making sure their hair looks good and their shirt's tight enough and their tan's okay.
But I think Wendy's right, though. I think that there's a different level of chivalry in Texas.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You're raised with manners there. I mean, because there's like military bases everywhere. There's Air Force, there's Army bases. And I think you just grow up with a different level of respect, which I loved and took in the entire time we were there. We just wanted to go out just so guys would be respectful and pull out our chairs and
show my friend how you do that respect thing.
I know. It was nice. It's like they didn't want anything from you but just to dance and teach you how to dance and treat you like a lady. They didn't want anything else at the end of the night. It was fascinating.
Well, they did.
Awesome.
But,
yeah, of
know.
Course they did. They're only gentlemen for so long.
Yes.
Did you meet anybody that you will stay in touch with?
I did meet one boy.
You did?
I did. If I lived there, I would have totally pursued him. I got his number, everything, and...
But see, if you lived there, you wouldn't have to pursue him because
he would actually pursue me.
You. See?
I know. I'm bummed that I don't live there right now to go and have him pursue me and date him because he was perfect.
Show me this land of respectful men.
I'd love it.
Bring me to this land.
Love it.
It's good to have everybody back again, man.
Yes.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.